I want to talk food, Danny.
Please.
Can we talk food?
Oh, would love to.
I've discovered a story online, and I don't know who's I can't work out who's written it because there's nowhere here on the story who has put their name to it. But what they've done is basically come up with what they're saying is a definitive list of Aussie foods and has ranked them in order 10 to 1. And the byline reads, these are the top 10 foods our country has ever produced in order of Ozness.
Does it include a spread? Is Vegemite classed as a food?
Yes.
Okay.
It actually, Vegemite is in here.
All right.
So if you have some patience, we'll get to that. At number 10. Now, this is, I don't get it, but anyway, it's in there at number 10 according to this person or people who have decided to rank some Australian food. The shoey rolls in at number 10, which
groups, hey?
Well, yeah. And it should have just been alcohol because there ain't no way I'm tipping good alcohol into a shoe and drinking out of it.
I've
especially
never done that.
A stinking GP driver's shoe that's been in the car for God knows how many hours with all that heat around it. No, just not happening.
I was at a pub one day and they were doing a shoey competition and they brought out shoes specially made with taps.
Really?
Yeah, so that you wouldn't have to take your own shoe off and do a shoey. Hygiene.
Yeah, well, you know, this person who's done this says Scotland has whiskey, Germany has beer, Spain has sangria, Russia has vodka, Mexico tequila. So what have we got? The dirty old shoe.
There you classy. Go.
That's Australian, I guess. It is.
It is. Yep.
At number 9, because it's a long list, the snot block. Yeah,
of
I guess, yeah, sure.
Yep.
Number 8, Vegemite, you know. Musk sticks at number 7.
Oh, classic.
Love musk sticks.
So good.
Yummo. I would have had this in the top 5, but at number 6 is the meat pie.
Oh, of course.
And
I'm salivating.
It's got to have the dirty dead horse on top.
Absolutely.
Which there is a photo of the pie with dead horse on top. So here we go into the top 5 as ranked by Ozness, according to whomever put this together. Burger rings at 5.
Interesting.
Yeah, not for me. Not even in the top 10 for me.
I can't remember the last time a burger. Move on.
Number 4, a Carbonossi platter.
Okay.
So Carbonossi,
with cheese and
cubes, all that sort of stuff. Yep, I can go
Somebody
with that.
Somebody might call it a charcuterie platter, but this is the Aussiness, isn't it? So
that's
it's
correct.
Just a Carbonossi
it's
platter.
All about Ozness, all right? In at number 3, and wouldn't have even made my top 50, let alone my top 100, Golden Gay Time. No.
Oh, not a fan.
No, Choc Wedge before the Golden Gay Time.
Choc Wedge is spearmint, so basic, PT.
Spearmint Choc Wedge before the Golden Day. No.
Oh, wow.
No, you don't need those bits on it.
You just need a very thin layer of chocolate around some ice cream.
At number 2, is this actually a food? Chicken salt.
Oh,
not chicken, not
chicken
chips.
Chicken salt.
But chicken salt.
I didn't realise that was an Australian thing until I left and you can't get it anywhere. So
the most underrated Australian invention of all time, according to this particular person who goes on to write the cochlear implant of condiments, if you will. How has this not made it to the world stage is beyond me. And it's beyond me too. Mm-hmm. Why has the rest of the world not got onto chicken salt?
Yeah,
I don't get it.
It's bizarre.
And as a matter of fact, that should be number 1. But the number 1 in this person's mind, in order of Ozness, Moreton Bay Bugs.
Never had one before.
Like a lobster on steroids, really.
Have you? I've never had one.
They are absolutely sensational.
Well, now I feel very un-Australian.
You've got to do Moreton Bay Bugs.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they've caught on around the world, let me tell you. See, there's a Facebook feature in this as well. Let's add to
Let's
the
just
Ozness.
Stockpile.
Let's stockpile the Ozness when it comes to food. And we'll hook that one up later in the week
Sounds
as
good.
Well.